This is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? Now, as I said a couple of minutes ago, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, the fight was not aesthetically pleasing, and I think that everybody in America, or let me say this, the novice boxing fan expects to see Hagler versus Hearns the first two rounds or whatever it was. That's what they expect to see every single time, but that's not boxing, okay? That is not boxing, all right? Floyd Mayweather Jr., and I've said this for many, many years, and you scoff at me, and you talk about me, and you point, and you wave, and you mock me. Floyd Mayweather is one of the greatest fighters in the history of the sport. He thinks he's the best ever. I don't know if we can even argue with him. I wouldn't say he's the best fighter ever, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. I wouldn't say he's the best fighter ever, but how can I argue with him? The man has dominated the sport for 19 years. He's made more money than anybody in the history of sports, not just boxing, at the time that they were playing or doing their prospective sport. The man's made more money this year than any other athlete in the history of the world. Okay? So who are we to argue? The problem is, and you saw a lot of the tweets and the Facebook posts that I placed in my social networks after the fight. The problem is, and why everybody's upset and talking about, you know, all the negative aspects of the fight and the fact that it wasn't this slugfest. The problem is that y'all thought it was going to be something different. In the famous words of Marlowe in The Wire, when he was talking to that security guard that came into the convenience store, you want it to be one way, but it's not. It's not. You want it to be one way, but it's not. See, y'all thought, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, see, y'all thought that Manny Pacquiao was going to come in there and dominate. That Manny Pacquiao would be the Tasmanian devil. He would be the Roberto Duran-like fighter that we've seen throughout his career, and that was going to be it. And somebody was going to beat the bad, bad Floyd Mayweather Jr. But such is not the case. The great Manny Pacquiao, yeah, you need to sit down and listen to this. Don't go anywhere. You've been talking for the last 5-6 years. You need to sit down and listen to this. The great Manny Pacquiao was reduced to an amateur fighter the other night. And here's the thing about it. All the names I just read you, the Diego Corrales of the world, the Zab Judas of the world, the Victor Ortizes of the world, the Miguel Cotto's of the world, they all came into their fights with Floyd Mayweather Jr. And everybody said, this is the guy that's going to do it. And that's what we heard over the last couple of weeks, the last month or so, about Manny Pacquiao. That's what we've heard over the last 5 years. And when he got into the ring, everything that you thought you were going to see went out the window. You know why? Because he was in the ring with an all-timer. Ball award to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Fat meat is greasy. It is. Fat meat is greasy as hell. And I told y'all, I've been telling y'all for 5 years. Eugene Jackson, I hope you listening. I told you. This is something that I know. I love sports in general. Boxing is probably my second favorite sport of all time. Okay? I'm a fan of the sport. Okay? All right? The styles that make the fight. Everybody will tell you that. All right? Stop being a surface dude. All right? Stop talking about, oh, he wasn't fighting and he ran, this, that, and this. How the hell he ran when he landed double the punches? Come on, man. Just stop it. You're better than that. And Teddy Atlas and Joe Tessitore, whatever his freaking name is, and all of these haters out there talking about Floyd Mayweather Jr. ain't in the annals of so-and-so and so-and-so. I know one thing. Once again, I'll repeat it. The man don't got a loss. The man has made great fighters look average throughout his entire career. The man took home $100 million the other night. And maybe that's what you're mad about. Maybe you're mad because the guy is very braggadocious. He's arrogant as hell. And he throws it in your face. And the man made you and everybody that thought that Pacquiao had a chance in this thing, the man made y'all look like fools. All right? Floyd Mayweather Jr. can't damn read, barely. Allegedly. but he knows how to count. That Mickey Ficky knows how to count. He knows business, and damn it, he knows how to box. So stop it. Stop it with the puppet factory and the derived, tribe, contrived narratives you're trying to throw out there about this man. And I'm losing my religion right now. And my pressure is going up, but I'm tired of it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And old punk-ass Manny Pacquiao, I lost a lot of respect for his ass after the fight. I lost a lot of respect for him. Talking about his shoulder hurt. Man, we all hurt. Floyd Mayweather Jr. been talking about his damn hands been hurting for the last 6, 7, 8 years. And you come out after you get your ass thoroughly whipped and talk about you thought you won the fight and you got a hurt shoulder? Just stop it. Just stop it. My homeboy, Gary Zink, I love you. Eugene Jackson, I don't love you, but, I mean, I'm calling your name out because you are one of those big detractors. Y'all need to just stop it. You need to just stop it. And damn it, if you thought you were going to come on here and not hear me go off, you're crazy. Something's wrong with you. You call this man out of his name for over 5 years. You called him out of his name. And Manny Pacquiao, at the end of the night, looked like a freaking amateur. He didn't know what the hell to do. Yeah, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that when I get into this fight. And then when he got in there, he looked like a freaking amateur.
The Doug Stewart Show.